Michigan and northern Indiana corn just caught up to 4 inches of rain at the perfect moment, arriving as the crop finishes pollination and sets kernels. Robust agronomist Charles Scovel with Golden Harvest calls a $1 million rain. Scovel says the crop looks good overall, planting delays are being made up, and disease pressure is low, though many farmers are weighing fungicide applications. The worry is tar spot, already confirmed in 8 Michigan counties, and with recent cool, moist weather, and a 21-day window from infection to visible spots, Scovel expects more to show up within a couple weeks. USDA rates Michigan corn 67% good to excellent with 37% in the dose stage, while soybeans sit at 51% good to excellent with over half the crop sitting pods. An agronomist in Michigan and northern Indiana says recent rains were a major boost for the corn, with rain totals up to 4 inches. Some might call it a $1 million rain. Charles Scovel with Golden Harvest tells Brownfield the timing was just right as the corn wraps up pollination and starts setting kernels. In general, the crop condition looks good. It was slightly delayed in initial planting, but is making up time and disease pressure is fairly low right now. Scovel says farmers are considering fungicide applications on the corn, with some concern about tar spot this season. He says so far, tar spot has been confirmed in 8 Michigan counties, and conditions are right for it. You know, it takes a little cooler weather and some moisture, and we've had the cooler weather here a week or so ago with about a 21-day period from initial infection until we start to see those spots. It wouldn't surprise me here in a couple weeks we do start to see more tar spots showing up. In its latest crop progress report, USDA says Michigan's corn is rated 67% good to excellent with 37% of the crop in the dose stage. Michigan's soybean crop is rated 51% good to excellent with more than half the crop setting pods.